四首。
Please sing hymn 234.
Now we
pray together and ask God to guide this evening service.
一起祈祷.
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。哈利路亚。
May peace be with you all.
今天晚上要跟大家一起来学习从自信到靠神。
And today I'd like to study with everyone the topic from self-reliance to trusting God.
我们人在年轻的时候，总是对自己充满着信心。
And when we're young, we are often full of confidence.
但是我们活得越久，我们越发现，我们人原来是靠不住的。
But the longer we live, the longer we realize that human cannot be relied upon.
当我们有这种感悟、觉悟的时候，我们才会真正来依靠神。
Only when we have this realization, then we can come to trust God and rely on God.
特别是在世界上有三种条件的人是不容易依靠神的。
In this world, there are three types of people that it's very hard for them to come to rely on God.
我们看耶利米书第九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
23节。
Verse 23.
耶利米书第九章二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23.
神如此说，智慧人不要因为他的智慧夸口。勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口， 财主不要因为他的财物夸口。
23, this is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast his wisdom, or the strong man boast his strength, or the rich man boast his riches.
24节。
24.
夸口的却因为他有聪明，认识我是神，又知道我喜悦在世界上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此为夸口。这是神说的。
24. But let him who boasts about this, that he understands and knows me, and that I am Lord, who exercise kindness, justice, righteousness on earth, for in these I delight.
第一种人是很有智慧的。
And the first type of people were the wise.
这个智慧也可以把它解释做受很好的教育。
And we can explain this to be the people who are very, very well educated.
因为没有智慧，我们在教育上我们没有办法一直往上爬。
Because if we don't have wisdom, then we cannot advance in our studies.
第二个勇士就是指着很有才能。
And the second strong man is the people who are very capable.
在工作场所很有成就。
They are very successful in the workplace.
你如果没有才能，我们在工作的场所不能有成就。
If you are not capable and you do not have talents, then you cannot have success in your work.
那第三种人就是财主，就是很多钱的。
And the third type of people are the ones who are really rich.
那这三种人不容易靠神。
And these three types of people do not rely on God easily.
那特别如果三个都加在一起更难。
Especially if one person possesses all three of these qualities, then it is especially hard for him.
那为什么说不要因为智慧、勇力跟财物来夸口呢？
Why is it that God said that we should not boast about wisdom, strength, and riches?
我们想我们一生在追求什么？
If we think about what we pursue after all our lives.
第一个。
First.
身体要健康。
We want a healthy body.
第二个。
Second,
你的精神要愉快。
We want to be happy.
第三个。
The third,
婚姻要圆满。
We want to have a good marriage.
第四个。
Fourth,
子女要能够孝顺。
We want obedient and good children.
那家庭能够圆满。
And to have a good family.
那我们仔细看这三个条件到底对我们要达到的目标有多少帮助？
And let's look at how these three qualities actually affect these goals that we want to pursue.
有好教育的人心里就比较平安，比较喜乐吗？
Is it true that people who are more well educated have more peace and joy?
婚姻就比较幸福吗？
And they have a better marriage.
子女就会比较听话吗？
And they have better children.
在世界上很有成就的人。
Those who are very successful in this world.
在我们所谈到这几件，他真的就比别人超越吗？
Are they really better than everyone else in these pursuits?
或者说很有钱的人。
Or those who are really rich.
他可以买很好的房子。
He is able to buy a really nice house.
但是他能够买到幸福的家庭吗？
But can he buy a harmonious family?
他可以买到很好的车子给孩子。
He can buy really nice cars for his children.
但是他可以买到子女有很好的品德、很好的信仰吗？
But can he buy children who are moral and have good faith?
我们发现这几件事情有它的价值，都有它非常不足的地方。
And we can see that these things have their value, but at the same time they are also lacking in certain aspects.
所以我们活着越久，越发现我们人的能力、智慧跟钱财所能够达到我们人生的理想是很有限的。
And the longer we live, the more we realize that our wisdom, strength, and riches can only go so far in helping us reach our goals.
那我们当有这个自觉的时候，我们才会回头过来依靠神。
Only when we have this realization, then we can turn around and rely on God.
不错，我们可以尽量去追求学问。
It is true that we can pursue after knowledge.
我们在公司也要尽量的认真做工。
And at work, we have to do our best.
当然，能够赚钱，这也是神的恩典。
And to be able to accumulate wealth is also a blessing from God.
但这绝对不是成功的人生的保证。
But these do not guarantee a successful and good life.
一个成功的人生最大、最后的保证，是因为有神的同在。
A successful and good life is only guaranteed if you have the abidance of God.
而且有神的带领跟神的恩典。
And you have God's guidance and also His mercy.
所以有的人他从小他就了解这一点。
And many people realize this when they're still young.
头脑很聪明，很有能力。
even though they are wise and they are capable,
家境也不错,
and they come from a good family,
但是他很认真追求神, 信靠神。
But they really devote their time and energy into seeking God and studying about God.
但是有的人就是需要经过一段很长在生活中去磨练考验，才会觉悟到这个真理。
But for others, they must go through many difficulties and trials in life before they can realize this truth.
但是有的人活到老，他还是没有办法领悟这个道理。
And yet others, until they're in their old age, they're still not able to realize this teaching.
那这就是很可惜啊。
And that is very unfortunate.
那怎么样让一个人啊会产生自信呢？
And how does one person build our confidence?
常常是我们在世界上有成就的时候，人会有自信。
And it oftentimes is because we have success in this world, then we have self-reliance.
我们现在来看约书亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第六章。
Joshua chapter 6.
约书亚记第六章。
Joshua chapter 6.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神晓谕约书亚说，看啊，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你的手中。请读。
Verse 2, then the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men.
我们仔细看到，你如果读英文，I have, 就是说我已经了，已经完成事了，我已经把耶利哥交在你的手中了。
And there it says, I have delivered, meaning that it is already complete.
所以对神来讲，耶利哥会打败，这个已经是完成事了，他已经把它交给约书亚。
So in God's perspective, the fall of Jericho was already done.
但是对约书亚来讲，这是一个未来事。
But to Joshua, this is still in the future.
就是有一个目标在那里，你要去努力把它打攻打。
And this is his goal in the future that he must strive to achieve.
所以到最后，我们看他的结论。
And at the end, we if we look at the conclusion.
从十五节到十八节。
Verse 15 to 18.
他最后一天绕七圈。
In the last day, they circle around Jericho seven times.
抬着约柜。
They carry the Ark of Covenant.
然后最后一圈大叫一声，城就倒了。
And the very last round, they yelled out loud, and the city wall fell.
那这个城为什么会倒？
Why did the city wall fell?
如果我们用肉眼来看，
If we look at it from a physical point of view,
因为约书亚造那个城。
Because Joshua circled around the city.
但是如果你用灵界的眼光来看，
But if you look at this from a spiritual perspective,
这是因为神把这个城交给约书亚。
This is because God had already given the city to Joshua.
所以这一座城被攻取，到底是约书亚的能力还是神的能力？
So, is the fall of Jericho caused by the might of Joshua or the might of God?
当然，对约书亚来讲，他非常清楚，这完全是神的能力。
To Joshua, at least, he said that this is because of God.
我们记得当时以色列百姓走到迦南地旁边。
You remember when the Israelites first arrived at the land of Canaan?
他们差派十二个探子。
They sent in 12 spies.
去看那个迦南地。
To look at the land of Canaan.
结果回来以后。
After they returned.
他们说那个地很好。
They said that the land is great.
我们可以证明，一串葡萄要两个人抬。
We have proof that there one bunch of grapes will need two people to carry.
确实是牛奶与蜜之地。
And this is truly the land flowing with milk and honey.
但是
，however，
那个城很高大。
The city walls are great.
那里面的人很大。
The people dwelling in them are great.
那比起来，我们像蚱蜢一样很小。
In comparison, we are like grasshoppers, very insignificant.
我们没有办法攻那座城。
So we will not be able to attack and capture the city.
所有以色列百姓就哭起来了。
So the Israelites began to cry.
为什么哭起来？
Why did they cry?
因为这十个探子给他们的建议是负面的。
Because these 10 spies gave them a negative suggestions.
为什么会给他们负面？
Why did they give them negative reports.
啊，因为他们看自己的能力有限。
Because they saw their own strength, which was limited.
他们没有看到神的能力。
They did not see the strength of God.
哦，他们对神没有信心。
They did not have faith in God.
哦，所以他们往前看，虽然很好，但是我们没有办法达到。
So when they saw the lamp of Canaan, they knew it was good, but they thought they could not enter.
啊，今天我们有很多人在世界上的生活，你直接跟他谈，你看他的想法都是很负面的，很消极。
And today, if we talk to many people living out in the world, you will realize that many of their thoughts are very negative.
那为什么会很负面、很消极？
Why are they negative and pessimistic?
我们的神是大有能力的神。
Our God is an almighty God.
神说，神在神岂有难成的事呢？
God says that nothing is impossible to him.
这我们看，常常看我们所前面的苦。
When we look at things, we often only see the difficulties right in front of us.
但是神是没有一件不能做成的。
But to God, nothing is impossible.
所以我们常常会很灰心、很失望，前面看起来很黑暗，是因为没有神住在我们里面。
Oftentimes, when we become discouraged and we become afraid, that is only because we do not have God living in us.
那两个探子里面一个就是约书亚。
And the other two spies, one of which was Joshua.
他说那块地很好。
He said the land was indeed great.
我们一个人可以得胜。
We will surely be victorious.
那为什么同一座城，另外一个人来看就非常正面？
Why is it that the spies they saw the same city, but from Joshua's point of view, everything was very positive?
因为他对神有信心。
Because he had faith in God.
那既然全部的人都很对神没有信心。
But at the time, everyone else did not have faith in God.
所以神就说，好，你们去看迦南地40天，一天抵一年，所以你们在旷野绕40年。
God told them that you looked at the land of Canaan for 40 days, so now you have to wander the wilderness for 40 years.
那一直到旧的那一代全部都死了，新的一代才能可以进到迦南地。
Until the older generation has all passed away, then the new generation may enter the land of Canaan.
新的一代才能够真正得到迦南地。
Only the new generation will be able to gain the land of Canaan.
那个迦南地是什么？
What is this land of Canaan?
那个迦南地就是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
就是牛奶与蜜之地方。
This is the land flowing milk and honey.
是神应许要给我们的。
This is God's promise.
我们看啊，罗马书的14章17节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书14章17节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
14章17节。
14:17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，还有圣灵中的喜乐。
17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说神的国在乎公义。和平还有圣灵中的喜乐。
Here it says the kingdom of God is about righteousness, peace, joy in the and joy in the Holy Spirit.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
公义就是没有罪。
Righteousness is sinlessness.
为什么现在很多的家庭没有平安？
Why is it that many of the families do not have peace?
因为里面有罪。
Because there is sin in the midst.
没有公义。
There is a lack of righteousness.
没有公义就没有平安。
Without righteousness, you cannot have peace.
平安是从公义来的。
Peace comes from righteousness.
那为什么家庭会有罪？
Why is there sin in a family?
不是我们不知道什么是善的。
It is not because we do not know what is good.
是我们做不出来。
It is because we are unable to do it.
不是我们不知道什么是不好。
It is not because we do not know what is
不好的。
Bad.
啊，只是我们没有能力不去做。
It is that we lack the ability to refrain from doing.
所以在家庭里面、婚姻生活里面，自私、嫉妒、生气，是吧？或者打架。
So inside a family or inside a marriage, we have selfishness, envy and strife.
那这个就是不公义。
And this is the lack of righteousness.
那这种不公义存在家庭里面，家庭就没有平安。
And to have this lack of righteousness in the family, then the family cannot have peace.
那没有平安就没有喜乐。
Without peace, there cannot be joy.
这是连在一起的。
These are all connected.
所以我们所要承受那个迦南地就是神的国。
To be able to inherit this land of Canaan is to inherit the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣说，神的国就在你心里面。
And God told, Jesus told us that the kingdom of God lives inside of us.
我们想想看，如果我们心里面都没有罪的残累。
We think about it, if there is no sin inside of hearts.
坏的想法、坏的念头、坏的观念，我都可以把它拿掉。
We can remove all of our bad thoughts and bad ideas and bad.
那我们里面都是善的。
And everything in us are good.
接下去里面就是平安。
And then we may have peace in our hearts.
我们没有罪，神就住在我们里面了。
Without sin, then God may dwell in us.
神不能住在我们里面，是因为我们有罪。
The reason that God cannot live inside of us is because we have sin.
那没有罪，神就住在我们里面。
If we do not have sin, then God can live in us.
那神住在我们里面，我们就没有害怕，没有忧虑。
If God lives inside of us, then we are in worries.
没有害怕，没有忧虑，就是平安。
A life without fear and worries is a life of peace.
为什么现在人有工作还是没有平安？
Why is it that people who have secure jobs still do not have peace?
因为你怕，怕我被 lay off， 如果到五六十岁 lay off， 那我的孩子，我的房子怎么办？
Because we fear that if we get lay off when we're about 50 or 60 years old, what will we do with our house and our family?
你有一个害怕。
We have that fear.
我们有个忧虑。
We have worries.
我退休以后怎么办？
What would I do after I retire?
有忧虑。
I worry.
所以我们就没有平安。
Then we don't have peace.
那如果神在我们里面，
If God is inside of us,
我们知道，
We know.
神在我们里面，神会带领我们的路。
If God is inside of us, He will guide our steps.
神如果在我们里面，神的恩典很充足。
If God is inside of us, He will give us abundant blessings.
好像旷野每一天不能多捡玛拿。
It is as if we are in the wilderness. Every day we only collect the manna we need.
多捡了就烂掉。
If we collect more than we need, then they will rot.
因为明天还有新的玛拿。
Because the next day we'll have new manna.
所以对以色列人来讲，他不需要忧虑。
So for the Israelites, they do not need to worry.
因为每一天都有玛拿。
Because there will be manna every day.
那今天我们的神会供给我们每一天的需要。
And today, our God will provide with us our needs for every day.
所以有时候我们会忧虑。
Sometimes we worry.
是因为没有神住在我们里面。
That is because God is not inside of us.
神跟以色列百姓同在。
When God was with the Israelites,
所以玛拿就降下来。
They receive manna every day.
没有水，就磐石可以流水。
When they lack water, God brought forth water from
rock. 红海不能过。他们红海就可以分开。
When they had to cross the Red Sea, the Red Sea parted so they could cross.
这个就是神跟他同在。
This is the abundance of God.
那就没有忧虑，就没有害怕。
They do not have to worry or fear.
所以我们如果没有神同在，我们会忧虑。
If we do not have God with us, we will worry.
那有了公义，神住在我们里面，神同在，就没有忧虑。
If we have righteousness, God will live in us, and we will not have worry.
那平安带来就是喜乐。
And peace will bring joy.
因为神同在，你就很满足。
Because if God abides with us, we'll be really very satisfied.
那如果一个人内心有公义，生活很平安，过得很喜乐，这个不是天国的生活吗？
If a person truly have righteousness and have peace and joy, isn't this a life in heaven?
所以不一定要非常的突出，我们的生活才会高人一等。
We don't have to be outstanding to have a really good life.
不错，能够很突出，这是好的。
It is good for us to be outstanding.
但是如果我们很普通，我们也可能过一个非常好的生活。
But even if we were just ordinary, we can still have a really good life.
如果我们有神的国住在我们里面。
If we have the kingdom of God inside of us,
我们的生活是保证在地上好像天国一样。
Then we can guarantee to have a life on earth as is.In heaven.
所以这一块叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
This is the land of flowing milk and honey.
就在我们内心里面。
This is inside of us.
所以我们今天，如果我们对生活有太多负面的感受感想，是因为我们没有进到迦南。
Today, if we have too many negative feelings about our lives, that is because we have not entered the land of Canaan.
为什么我们不能进到迦南？
Why can't we enter the land of Canaan?
主耶稣已经说天国近了。
Jesus had already told us that heaven is near.
神的国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
他就马上就要给你啊。
He wants to give you immediately.
那你为什么进不去呢？
Why is it that we cannot enter?
因为我们信不到。
Because our faith is not enough.
我们看太多外在的困难。
We look too much at our external difficulties.
我们没有看到全能的那个神对我们的应许。
We do not seek God's almightiness and His promise.
所以我们在生活要不断一直操练。
So in our daily lives, we continue to struggle.
好像他们在旷野40年绕来绕去。
Just like the Israelites who circle around the wilderness for 40 years.
就是要让那个老的一代，没有信心的一代死掉。
And the purpose of that is so that the older generation, the generation that lacked faith, will pass away.
新的才能够进到迦南地。
So the new generation can enter the land of Canaan.
今天神让我们遇到很多的事情。
Today, God allowed us to encounter many things.
就是要一直在操练我们，让我们那个旧的我，没有信心的我能够过去。
That is to try us so we can, our old self will pass away, the self that did not have faith.
所以我们对神的信心能够建立起来。
So we may build our faith in God.
啊，那我们就进到迦南地区了。
Then we may enter the land of Canaan.
啊，所以他们在攻打这个耶利哥。
So when they were attacking the city of Jericho.
我们知道以前因为没有信，所以多绕40年。
And we know that in the past, because of their lack of faith, they had to circle around the wilderness for 40 years.
不懂得靠神。
They did not know to rely on God.
他只想靠自己啊，自己我怎么有办法？
They only want to rely on themselves, and there's no way they could do it on themselves.
哦，所以看我很消极，那就多绕40年。
Because they were pessimistic, then they had to circle the wilderness for 40 years.
所以等到他们要进，真的要攻耶利哥的时候。
When they finally were to attack the city of Jericho.
他们自己知道没有办法。
They knew that by their own strength it was impossible. 所
以神跟他讲，他就照神做的，就那个约柜抬着，每一天绕一圈，第七天绕七圈。
So they did exactly according to God's instructions. They carried the Ark of Covenant and circle around the city of Jericho.
耶利哥就倒了。
And the wall of Jericho fell.
所以四十年前他们在想象的那个困难，四十年以后他发现那个困难完全不存在。
And the worries that they had and the difficulties that they saw 40 years ago completely disappeared 40 years later.
所以我们一生啊，最重要要确定的就是神所要我进到那一块地是哪里。
And so for our lives, the most important thing is that we must know where this land God
wants us to enter is. 我们的脚是不是走在神的道路上？
Are our footsteps in the path that God wants us to walk in?
如果是这样，我们就可以跨过约旦河，就可以把当时的耶利哥打倒。
If that is so, then we may cross the River Jordan and enter into the land of Canaan.
但是耶利哥倒了以后
，And after the fall of Jericho,
我们看得到了第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第七章的约书亚记第七章的第三节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 3.
他们回到约书亚那里，对他们说：“众民不必都上去，只要两三千人上去，就能共举爱神，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的城啊，那里的人很少。啊”于是民中有三千个人上去。啊，这里地方讲啊，他们要攻这个爱城。
And here it talks about the Israelites attacking a city of Ai.
好，那对他们来讲啊，说爱城很人很少。
To them, it seems that Ai was only a small city.
哦，城很小，人也很少。
And it's a small city with a small population.
所以他们就差派两三千个人就上去攻。
So they only sent out about 2,000-3,000 men to attack them.
结果被打败了，死了36个人。
And they were defeated, and 36 men passed away.
那到底为什么？
Why did this happen?
那如果我们从进到第八章来看，第七章后面。
If we look at the second half of chapter 7,
他们抽签抽到最后就是有一个亚干了。
They drew lots and found a man by the name of Achan.
那亚干呢，把他抓出来，把他打死了。
They brought out Achan and stoned him to death.
那到第八章了，再攻爱城就得胜了。
And then in chapter 8, when they attack Ai again, they were able to be victorious.
但是如果我们看第七章的前面呢，我们仔细看呢，就有一点非常重要，就是他们在攻爱城的时候没有求问神。
But if we look at the first half of chapter 7, we realize that when they attacked the city of Ai, they did not ask for God's.
就是没有靠神。
They did not ask for God's will. They did not.
那他为什么没有靠神呢？
Why is it that they did not rely on God?
因为第六章这么大、这么强、这么高的这个耶利哥都倒了。
Because in chapter 6, they were able to capture this great city of Jericho.
那一个这么小的人，这小的城算什么？
Why does the city of Ai, which is so small and insignificant in comparison?
这个就是成功以后的危险。
This is a danger after a success.
人成功以后会常常觉得我能够做什么事情。
Oftentimes when we succeed in something, we will think that we are capable of doing something.
那这个常常是失败的开始。
And this often is the beginning of a failure.
我们忘记，虽然成功是我们的努力。
We forget that even though we are able to be successful because we worked hard.
但是那个成功是因为天上的神愿意你才可以成功。
But this success is actually granted and, by God, and it is because God was willing.
如果神不愿意你再努力，你也不会成功。
If God was not willing, it doesn't matter how much hard work we put into it, we will not be successful.
所以成功以后常常会有危险。
So oftentimes after success, there is danger.
那最大的危险就是自信。
And the greatest danger is too much self-reliance.
对自己有信心。
To trust in oneself too much.
那这个自信在神的面前就是一种骄傲。
And this type of self-reliance is pride in front of God.
这个是失败的开始。
This is the beginning of a failure.
我们看希伯来看雅各书。
Let's turn to book of James.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
雅各书第四章的十三节。
James chapter 4 verse 13.
这里说你们有话说今天明天我们要往某城去在那里住一年做买卖得利十四节。
14.
其实明天如何你们还不知道你们的生命是什么你们原来是一片云雾出现少时就不见了。十三节说有一个做生意的人很聪明很会计划。
And verse 13 describes a businessman that is very smart and is really good at planning.
说今天明天我要到哪一个城去。
He said, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city.
然后我要住一年要做买卖要得利。
To spend a year care on business and make money.
那这样的计划难道不对吗？
And is there anything wrong with this kind of planning?
不是他的计划不对。
It's not because there is fault in his plan.
而是在十三节里面我们看他一个很重要的心态，就是他以为他的前途是他自己可以控制的。
Rather, in verse 13, we can see he has this attitude where he believes that he controls his own future.
所以十四节说，明天如何你不知道。
But verse 14 says that you do not know what will happen tomorrow.
那生命是什么？
What is your life?
出现一片云雾，少时就不见了。
You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
是很短暂的，而且就是你没有办法掌握的。
So life is short and passing.
所以十五节。
15.
你们只说主若愿意，我就可以活着，也可以做这个事或做那个事。
15. Instead, you also say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
主若愿意，就是神在掌管。
If it is God's will, meaning God is in control.
所以我能够做这个做那个，是因为神愿意，我才可以做得成。
We are able to do this and that only because God is willing.
那16节。
16.
你们竟然张狂夸口，这样夸口是恶的。
Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it is sin.
所以可见一个人对自己产生信心，而觉得前途操在自己的手中，在神面前这是张狂夸口。
And if anyone who believes that he can control his own future, then it is boasting and is evil in front of God.
但是对一个外邦人不信神的人来讲，有时候神没有去审判他，因为那个最后的审判要审判他。
And to Gentiles who act this way, oftentimes his judgment doesn't come to the end day.
但是对一个相信神的人来讲，
But for a person who believes in God,
如果我们每一天的生活还是有这种自信心，有时候我们就要接受操练。
If we still have this kind of attitude and want to rely on ourselves in our daily lives, we might have to go through trials.
一直操练到我们愿意在神的面前完全的投降，说神啊，对我能努力，但是真的你愿意，我才能够有成就。
We might be put through trial until the day that we realize that we have to rely on God and say to God that I will do my best, but I realize that you are the one who accomplishes everything.
那要操练到那一点那神就可以再继续祝福我们。
Only until we achieve that state, then God may continue to bless us.
为什么？
Why?
因为当我们觉悟到一切都是因为神，我们就会归荣耀给神。
Because when we realize that everything is because of God, then we know to give glory to God.
那这样神对我们的祝福才会帮助我们，而不是让我们在他的祝福当中跌倒。
Only then God's blessings will become a blessing for us instead of causing us to fall.
那你看尼布甲尼撒王。
If you look at King Nebuchadnezzar.
确实他很有才能。
He was very wealthy.
哦，所以他在这个巴比伦王宫一看，哇，这不是凭我的大能大力建设的吗？
He was very capable, so he was able to look out his palace and see that everything was built by his strength.
有声音跟他讲，你的王位离开你了。
But there's a voice that tells him your throne will depart from you.
所以他就发疯，就跑到旷野去了。
So he became insane and went into the wilderness.
就变成动物啊，七年。
He acted like an animal for 7 years.
跟动物在一起吃动物吃的。
He lived among the animal and ate what they ate.
那有一天他举目望天。
And one day he looked up into the heavens.
忽然他了解至高者在人的国中掌权。
And then he realized that the Most High actually have authority over the earth.
那要将王位给谁就给谁。
He can give the kingdom to whoever he wills.
那他有这个觉悟之后，神就把他带回来，就当王。
When he had this realization, God brought him back and recrowned him as the king.
那我们就看了，从那个时候起啊，但尼这个不尼布甲尼撒上在当王啊，非常敬畏神。
And we can see that from that point on, Nebuchadnezzar was a king who truly feared God.
因为他知道他今天坐在王位啊，是神把他从旷野带回来的。
He knew that he was able to sit on the throne today only because God brought him back from the wilderness.
如果他没有谦卑，神可以让他再跟动物在一起。
If he loses humility, he will be summoned right back to live with the animals.
所以我们在信仰生活一个非常重要，神要操练我们就是。对自己没有依靠的心，那完全依靠神。
And one lesson that God really wants us to learn is that we will lose this reliance on ourselves and learn to rely on God.
我们看哥林多后书第一章十二节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12.
哥林多后书第一章十二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，只靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。这里保罗在讲哈，我们在世界上不是靠人的聪明，乃是靠神的恩惠。
And here Paul says that we live in this world not according to worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace.
这个是我们生活一个秘诀。
And this is a secret to our lives.
啊，为什么我们在公司上班，很多的同事他没有信心，也是在公司上班，为什么我们不需要忧虑？
And as we work, many of our coworkers, they do not believe in God. Why is it that we do not have to worry?
因为我们是靠神的恩典。
Because we live according to God's grace.
我们相信神在带领我。
We believe that God guides us.
如果这个工作结束，神会让你再找到另外一个工作。
If we have to end this job, God will lead us into another job.
神会养活我们。
God will provide us with our daily needs.
所以呢，我们有这个神的恩典，有神的这个应许，所以我们就没有忧虑。
Because we have God's grace and His promise, we should not worry.
你做完工回到家里，你就可以睡觉。
After we finish our jobs, when we go home, then we can sleep.
为什么？因为有神的恩典。
Why? Because we have God's grace.
这个是我基督徒一个非常不同的这个心态。
This is a very different attitude Christians should have.
我们是靠神的恩典，不是靠我们自己。
We live according to God's grace, not according or not relying on ourselves.
好，我们现在来看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
好，腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三节
，Verse 3
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不是靠肉体。第四节
，Four，
其实我可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我可以更是可以靠肉体了。请读。
第三节，
第三章第三第四节。
Verse 3, for it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory.In Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in flesh. For though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more.
这个靠肉体啊，我们都看英文哦 ，confident in the flesh 啊，对啊，这个就是靠肉体啊。
Confidence in the flesh.
也就是从我们外在的条件所带给我们一种自信。
This is a confidence that we gain through some external qualification.
那保罗还没有信耶稣以前。
Before Paul came to believe in Christ.
我们再看这个保罗跟彼得差很多。
We see that Paul is actually very different from Peter.
彼得被主耶稣拣选，他什么都没有。
When Peter was chosen by Christ, he did not have anything.
他是一个渔夫。
He was a fisherman.
人说他是无学的小民。
He was not educated.
那保罗被神拣选，什么都有。
But when Paul was chosen by God, he had everything.
他说他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
He was the Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
是圣会的名流。
He is well known in the society.
热心来讲，他是逼迫教会的。
And as for zeal, he persecuted the church.
律法上来意思不可指摘的。
And for like, he was in the law, he was righteous and faultless.
但是我们看这个两个人在服侍神。
And we see these two people serving God.
彼得什么都没有，所以神就一直给他。
When because Peter started off with nothing, God kept giving him.
他什么都没有，当然他没有自信心。我还有什么自信？我什么都没有。
Because he had nothing, he had no confidence.
所以神就一直给他。
So God kept providing him.
所以彼得就有神给他的恩赐、能力、恩典、把神的工作完成。
So God gave Peter many blessings and gifts, so he can accomplish God's work.
那保罗什么都有。
But Paul had everything.
那神就一直把他消掉。
And God keep removing them.
把这一些东西啊，把它拿掉。
To take away.
所以他就了解啊，以前在律法的他所夸耀这些东西，今天在主耶稣要服侍神都没有关系。
So he realized that everything he could boast in the law is now completely useless in the eyes of God.
所以第七节哈，以前我以为有益的，因为认耶稣都当作有损。
Verse 7, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider lost for the sake of Christ.
那我们常常把这个解释作是世界。
And we often interpret this to say this is the world that he threw away.
名声、地位、享受，当然也可以这样解释。
We can say that this is the pleasure of the world.
但是在这一段呢，是指的什么？
But if you look at in this passage,
律法上的义无可指摘。
This is to be righteous in the law.
对旧约律法的热心。
To be zealous.
在律法上是法利赛人。
To be a Pharisee.
这一些都没有用。
These are all considered lost.
都是粪土。
They are rubbish.
那这样才能够完全依靠耶稣来服侍神。
Only then could he completely trust in Jesus and rely on God.
所以这一些也能够让人产生一种自信心。
So all these things can cause people to be confident.
所以有时候我们在教会里面看到有的人对圣工的意见很强。
And in church, sometimes we can see that there are people who have very strong opinions about the holy work.
我们仔细就想。
If we think about it carefully.
如果这个人失业了。
If this person loses his job.
他会这样讲吗？
Will he still have the same opinions?
如果这个人今天失去了健康。
If he lost his health.
他对圣工还会这样讲吗？
Will he still have the same opinion about
holy work? 如果这个人今天破产了。
If this person became broke,
他对圣工的意见还会这样吗？
Will he still have the same opinions?
那我们就发现，很多人在教会里面那个信心是从世界带进来的。
And we can see that a lot of people brought in had confidence in church because of what they achieved in the world.
那一种信心带到教会来，其实对圣工是没有帮助的。
But because they brought in this confidence, it is actually unhelpful to the holy work.
那真的要让圣工有帮助的是。我们在基督里面完全依靠他这种心。
Only if we can truly rely on God, then we can be helpful to the holy work.
那要这种心呢，就是不能够对自己有依靠的心。
And to trust in God completely is to not rely on ourselves or have confidence in ourselves.
但是这是一种过程。
But this is a process.
所以摩西40岁很有信心。
When Moses was 40, he was full of faith.
但是那个时候神也没有用他。
But at the time, God would not use him.
摩西八十岁。
When he was 80.
神要呼召他。
God called him.
他说我是什么人，我怎么能够去见法老。
Moses said, who am I? Who am I to see the Pharaoh?
那神就用他。
And then God wanted to use him.
说我要与你同在。
I will be with you.
到底四十岁跟八十岁差在哪里？
What was the difference between Moses at 40 and 80?
这四十岁的时候他有自信心。
Because at 40, he had confidence in himself.
但是八十岁的时候。
But at 80,
他转向对神有信心。
His trust turned to God.
所以这个心态的转变竟然需要40年。
This adjustment of his attitude took 40 years.
所以服侍神最难的是什么？
So what is the most difficult part about serving God?
不是人的复杂。
Not the complications between people.
也不是事的困难。
And also not the difficulties of the work itself.
服侍神最困难的心态的转变。
The most difficult part is the adjustment of our attitude.
从自信到靠神。
To go from self-reliance to trusting God.
这是绝对必要的。
This is absolutely necessary.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
373。
373。
好，我们先来最后一起来祷告啊，结束我们今天晚上的聚会。
Now at the end, we'll pray together and to conclude our evening service.
请我们常常为教会的圣工来代祷。
Please pray for the holy work in the church.
也对慕道朋友或者身体比较软弱的童年来代祷。
To pray for our true seekers.